Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love, empowerment, and it's time to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life XL process. This show is for freedom-loving souls. We will not conform. Hell no. This is Carol Parisi, your coach, your life coach, your host today, and I'm kind of fired up. Actually, I'm very tired, and I had a crazy day, but you know what? I'm trying to keep my attitude. I am trying to keep my attitude on the right because, you know, attitude really gives you your altitude, you know? You let your past be your school. It's not a club. Stop beating yourself up. You know, your future will depend on your attitude, and you know, a well-designed future gives you boldness. So let's get our attitude right. Let's thank God for a great day. And got some Stephen Covey here today, a bunch of notes from Jim Rohn, and you know, ready to add value to your life, because value makes a difference in results. Adding value makes the difference in the results of what you're doing. So take a new inventory of your life, and that's the law of use. And really, it's time to have a winning walk today. You know, I'm going to go back a little bit to goals. Learning how to set goals will change your life if you let them. The major key to your better future is you. And that's Jim Rohn, right? So, you know, we are very excited here at Awaken to Empowerment. Our dear Nancy is kind of having a technical difficulties with her vehicle right now. So say a little prayer for her that she gets to where she needs to be safely. And if you give me, there we go. Sorry, it's allergy season right now. So, hey, it's all good. You are influenced by your genes, by your upbringing, and by your environment, but you are not determined by them. So it's really time to start telling yourself a different story. You know, you need to go ahead and be proactive. And proactive language is really great, you know. Let me explore. I choose. There might be a way. Instead of, you know, oh, you made me angrier. Now I got to do this. So it's really, proactive language is extremely empowering. So someone important to you accuses you of taking him or her for granted. He or she tells you that you don't say thank you enough. Now, a proactive language, this is from Covey, by the Covey. I'm sorry, I really do appreciate everything you do. You're probably right. I will say thank you more often. I'm sorry, how could I do better? Express my appreciation for you and all that you do. That's proactive language. Reactive language, that's not true. I always say thank you. I can't help it. It's just my style. You know, proactive is adding value to people's life. So you do this to yourself, too. You know, I was beating myself up a little bit today because right now I am not as clear about things as I want. You know, confused people make zero decisions. Clarity is power, and there are some things in my life that I'm not totally on the target about, and not real thrilled with the way my body looks right now and feels. But, you know, you got to stop beating yourself up. And just set your goals, you know, and be proactive. Use proactive language, you know. It's always room to do better. And, you know, there's always room to add value to your life and other people's life. Here's another Coveyism here. When you really listen to another person from their point of view and reflect back to them, that understanding is like giving them emotional oxygen. You know, emotional oxygen is absolutely adding value to someone's life. So, you know, diseases of attitude will ruin your chances to do well. So it's time to have a good attitude, even though stuff happens. You know, be excited. Be excited and get your attitude straight. You know, take a new inventory of yourself. And I know that... it's time to really start working on goals and make plans and write them down and do all different kinds of goals. I'm just hoping that we're still signed in here. I'm noticing that my studio bumped out, so I'm hoping that we're still signed in and we're live on air. Who knows? Oh, I have no idea what's going on with this computer today. This is hysterical. Well, hoping that this show is going to go. Have no idea why it's not doing its own thing. No, let's just cancel this out. Wow, I have no idea, but I think we're okay. I really do think we're okay. So we're going to start over again here with our Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just looking at my computer, and that's how we do our studio, and it's just so weird how it just kind of bumped out. Very strange. Very strange. But I'm going to keep a positive attitude, you know? I'm going to keep a very positive attitude, and, you know, hopefully we're still back here. Okay, hey, we're still on. We're still on. Things are going good. Sorry about that. Okay. No, I have no idea what happened, technical difficulties, and it also could be the user because I am not the most perfect computer person. But, you know, take a look at your daily activities, you know, and just start planning your life. Plan your ideal life. You know, get a mission statement. Set your goals. Work on every day achieving your goals. Every day, a little bit. And then you go ahead and take a look and see how you've done after a week. See if you've done some of those goals. I did all my tasks last week. Now, there is a difference between tasks and goals, but it's a series of tasks that get you to get your goals going. So, you know, and then there's a matter of prioritizing your goals. You know, what's the A1A goal? What's your most important goal? And, you know, just a good habit to start getting into and learning about. You know, Steve Covey calls them big rock goals. What are your big rock goals, you know? And for me, it's getting that this house in order. And specifically what I mean by that, well, it means eliminating the clutter and getting clarity. So it's important to do that, you know, for me. And also, it's also important, you know, for me to stay healthy and not beat myself up, all of us. And right now, it's setting goals on what I do every day. This week's big task is actually cleaning out the garage. So, so very excited about cleaning out the garage so I can have the car in the garage, you know. And that's going to be the big goal for this week. And once I get that car in the garage, it'll build upon itself, and that'll be a good start. So very good with that. Also, trying to do this 6-hour dieting thing where I just go ahead and don't eat all day and then eat just 6 hours of the day. Been doing 10,000 steps. That's something that's not too challenging for me. Probably time to start kicking it up. You know, I try to get 5 miles in. 10,000 steps is a must. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's very healthy. Doing coconut oil. Keep reading so many great things about coconut oil. I'm just so happy that I found that. I mean, everybody that I'm here, you know, talking to says it's good for your pets, it's good for your digestion. So I got a new recipe, too. Took coconut oil, mixed it with a little bit of Greek yogurt, stuck some protein powder in there, and some cacao chips. Oh, yum. Freeze it. It's like an ice cream. So there you go. There's a healthy tip for the day. So it's time to, you know, really get your goals set, get your attitude right. You know, it's all good. I am very tired today because, as I said, this weekend we were working around the garden because I started the process of getting the garage emptied out, and I had a ton of mulch that I left in the garage, and it wasn't doing its job. So spread mulch this weekend. Cleaned up the leaves because it is fall. So good exercise, a lot of work. I am hoping our friend Nancy is okay in her travels. She's got, as I said, a little car problems, which is not good. And, you know, also hoping that, hoping there's some good news for our country. These past few weeks has been pretty devastating with all these wars and rumors of wars and everything. It's just really kind of crazy. And hoping that things will start getting better with that. And I think people, you know, I think people need to have a paradigm shift. And government is not the answer. Government is actually the problem, and too big of government is out of control, not good. So hopefully people start making some more responsible decisions to return America to prosperity and joy and peace of mind and freedom and enlightenment. Our country was founded on great principles. And our republic, like Ronald Reagan said, our republic is a dream. And if you don't keep dreaming, we're going to lose the republic. And just think that there are forces that be out there that try and steal the dream. The dream is not free stuff. The dream is not free college or free health care. The dream is starting a business and being successful. And, you know, learning the skills to live an exceptional life, an empowered life, an exhilarating life. I mean, that's why it's time. It's time to awaken to empowerment. It's, you know, entrepreneurship is not easy. Nobody says entrepreneurship is easy, but there are principles to follow to be great entrepreneurs. And then, I mean, if you're wildly successful as an entrepreneur, think of how many people you can help on your own volition, not where some big government or big daddy makes you give to something you truly don't believe in. You make enough money, you can give to the causes you want to give to. That's what freedom really is. It's being free to choose, and choices are empowering. And, you know, it's about making choices. And, you know, that's what the whole empowerment of living is choosing to be free and free to choose. So let's remember, our republic is a dream. And if we don't keep on dreaming, we're going to lose the republic. And, you know, we all have dreams. We are put on this earth. You know, I was watching kids the other day at a school, and they were just working so hard. They were playing in the playground, but they were, like, moving sand, and they were so diligent, and they were working at it. But they were playing, and that's the thing. You have to look at what you do as play, and that is where the magic is in entrepreneurship. If you love what you do, it's not work. It's not work, even though it is work, yes, but if you're loving what you do, you will do it for free, and you can do it tirelessly, and that is such a blessing. That is real freedom, doing what you love, loving what you do, make money at it, and then being wildly prosperous, which is awesome, because why not you? Why not me? I mean, God is no respecter of persons. Anybody can be prosperous if they just stick to it and not give up, but you got to love what you do. You have to love what you do, because if you don't love what you do, if you're not having fun, then it's really, it's just, you know, we might as well get a job, you know, because being an entrepreneur is way too much responsibility to not be passionate and be in love with what you do. So, you know, set those goals. Have a good attitude, because remember, cynicism closes doors. If you ever meet really cynical people, they just turn you off, you know? If you're positive and enthusiastic and energized by what you're doing, it's fundamentally so much more, and the energy that you project, people are going to gravitate to it. And, you know, you've got to, you know, be thankful. You've got to listen well. You have to be a good student of life, and be grateful every day. That discipline of everyday gratitude, where I know before I get out of bed, I'm laying in twilight la-la zone, and believe me, this morning was major la-la zone because my back was hurting last night, so I took 2 Advil PM, and AM just still felt like PM, so it was la-la land this morning. But I was just thanking God, thanking the universe for my family and for health and for, you know, having a home to live in and food on the table and the good basic things of life. And, you know, that kind of energy feeds on each other. You know, when you're grateful, you'll get more. If you're cynical and ungrateful, that's going to close doors. So practice your gratefulness and your gratitude every day. And you know, think better to be better, you know. If you change your mind, you will change your life. So always try to make the better choices in things, you know. Eating habits. I've been trying to eat really healthy. Yes, I'm human. Does it mean I don't eat chocolate? Oh, hell no, I had chocolate yesterday. Chocolate-covered almonds, dark chocolate-covered almonds. That wasn't so horrible. Now, did I go get, you know, a dozen donuts and eat half of them? No. But I had some, you know, chocolate. Big deal. Who cares? It's all good, you know. But, you know, in everything you do, your everyday practices, they compound. It's that compound effect where they eventually add up and add up and add up. And that's a dual-edged sword, because when you're proactive and doing positive things with those things, they compound in a good way. And the dual-edged sword is if you're doing negative things, like, let's just say eating junk food too much every day, fast food, and you have donuts and drink, you know, regular soda and diet soda, and this is all you're eating, and, you know, eventually that adds up too, and that's going to be detrimental to your health. And a healthy mind and a healthy body is essential to success. Your body is the vehicle that takes you and gets you to do the work that needs to be done to achieve your goals and your dreams. And, you know, good food and coconut oil feeds the mind. So you really need to feed your body and your mind with good mental things and good food, good vitamins. Take vitamins. I just bought my whole family, because winter's coming, vitamins for fruits and vegetables, because I know my 18-year-old's not eating fruits and vegetables. I know it. I get it. I didn't either, but he's pretty disciplined. He gets that, you know, he's not eating it, and I've kind of instilled in him garbage in, garbage out. Plus, you know, he's a computer generation, so he gets the garbage in, garbage out. So we're all good. So, yes, you know, put good stuff in your body and your mind. Create your ideal life. You know, always be grateful. Be a good student of life. Don't lose your dreams. Don't ever lose your dreams. And set those goals. Write them down. And every day before you go to bed, be grateful. Kind of look at your day. See what you've accomplished. Take that checklist. Checklists, there's something about checklists that are so empowering. As you make that mark, boom, done. Yes, you know. But, you know, you've got to just, you know, have, you know, a very good compass to where you're going and what you're doing, and, you know, body, mind, and spirit, man. Body, mind, and spirit. Your body is the vehicle, and your spirit and your soul are your intrinsic, and those are the eternal. And, you know, get all that together. Your life will be amazing and outstanding. You know, life is an adventure, the journey. The journey is awesome. But, you know, you need to be personally responsible for your journey, you know. You know, just go ahead and make your personal mission statement. You know, just jot your thoughts down. Just jot your thoughts down. You know, what you want, how you think things should look. Make goals for how your body will look, what your living situation will be, your relationships, and, you know, love your life, you know. Enjoy the small things, and don't worry what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. You know, always be willing to give others a smile, and remember all that you have, you know, and be grateful for those things that you have. And, you know, you're very lucky to have friends and partners in your life, and be grateful for them. And always be able to give without expecting anything in return. And be positive. Don't judge others. Don't judge yourself. Don't be hard on yourself, you know. Be that person that others look to for comfort. And learn to let go of negative thoughts. And people will gravitate towards you. And always add value. Always add value to others. And be bold, be brave, be honest, be patient, be kind. This will change the world. This will change the world. See, whatever you see in life, whatever you see that you're missing in life, you know, if you create a nurturing and supportive environment with unconditional love and respect and encourage creativity, whatever you feel that you're missing, there's something projecting back that you need to fill yourself, you know. Next week I'd really like to get into leadership too, because I really feel that we're lacking courageous leaders of character. Our character is not as important as it used to be. People don't, you know, we've gotten so, you know, loosey-goosey, you know. You know, the thing is, if you want something, you have to visualize it. And sometimes where I was going with some of my projection comments is, if you see something in someone that you don't like, take a look at yourself, because perhaps it's a reflection of you, and that's why you don't like it. Just an idea, just a thought. Happens like that sometimes. But, you know, create your ideal life, or ask yourself the question, what are the consequences if I stay the way I am right now? You know, it really honors our Creator to be the very best that we can be and always be our best. And yes, doesn't mean beat yourself up. Can't, you know, be confident enough not to beat yourself up, but be confident enough to be bold enough to always be your best and to be, you know, a little self-discerning. It's all good. It's okay. You know, I think Nancy's on here with us. Whoa, I just noticed that. I hope she's okay. Well, we've got 3 minutes. Let's see how Nancy's doing. Nance, are you on?
I'm okay. I'm just pulling away from my altercation here.
Yay, she's got safe. I was saying, I'm hoping Nancy's okay.
I'm safe. I'm just making sure the tire's going to hold.
Well, I'm grateful that you're safe, and I'm grateful that you got to join us on our show today. And I was just kind of talking about so many different things, and one big thing was, you know, dreaming. You know, don't lose your dreams in life. You lose your dreams, you die. And this whole country was based on a dream, you know. And if you want to see change and change the world, be the change. What do you think of all that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Something we say quite frequently.
So you're all set. You're on your way back to your destination, huh?
Well, I'm going to get it home, and then the person that helped me out gave me their personal card, and they're right down the street from me. So he's kind of going slow to see if I have any problems. He's right in front of me, so he's being very customer service oriented, so that just shows that all the customer service that I give out is nice, that it's reciprocated when I'm in need.
Well, there you go. Well, we've got 1 minute and 40 seconds left for the show today. I really, you know what I want to talk about next week is leadership. Any ideas on leadership?
Not that my mind can wrap around at the moment.
Okay, how about gratitude? I know your mind could wrap around gratitude right now. Why don't we say some words on? Why don't you say some words from the heart on gratitude?
Well, because I can't really think. I just kind of tuned in to chime in. I have to get some air.
Well, I know that you're grateful for the guy showing up and being close to you, right?
Yes. I'm very grateful that my help came quickly and.
Well, I'm grateful that you called in, and I'm grateful that you're safe, and I know that we'll be back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And why don't we take this show out? Any tips for the day? Just to be grateful. Be happy, right?
Yeah. Don't get too panicked about any situation.
All right. Well, I'm going to lead out with Boston, then I'll catch you on the main line, and
I'll
cue a on your phone in a couple minutes. Our show's
okay.
Almost done here. All right.
Good. I'm
cool.
Going to put some air in. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Good of you. Bye-bye. And don't forget, join us next week at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. Central Time. This is Boston. And it's been a long time.